Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. Donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today.
Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
So you're a tough guy, like a really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always a bluff guy. Yeah, I'm the bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm a bad guy.
Oh, at least I'm not Bernie.
Why?
I'm on mute.
We're our bad guys. We ain't that bad.
No.
We aren't. Take a quick poll. Anybody in favor of unconditionally opening the borders?
No.
Not me.
No. No. Okay. Anybody in favor of immediately stopping fracking and wrecking the oil industry in this country?
I don't know if that would wreck. Well, first of all, I don't know if that would wreck the oil industry.
Oil and natural gas is how come we're leading the world now.
Maybe. But we can't even export natural gas, can we?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I thought there was... Weren't there some rules against it, though, at one point?
Not anymore. Not anymore. There's super LPNG tankers that we could do it with. We cannot provide enough to cut Europe off from Russia, but that's the goal in the next 5 years. Europe would rather buy it from us. Russia holds them hostage every winter when they're...
When it gets cold?
Yeah, when it gets cold.
That would be the time.
They want more money, so... Well, but anyway.
That only makes sense.
All right. You got the soundboard up?
I do. I always do.
Okay. Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for February 3rd.
2020.
Thank you, Baba. I don't know why. But
we're never going to get rid of that, are we?
No, you're stuck with it now.
It makes us smile. We can't help it. So what are the headlines today, real quick? Big news today, Iowa continues the downfall of the Democrat Party. We think their candidates already did that, but it looks like commie crazy Bernie's going to win, which will just freak them the fuck out.
It most certainly will.
Rush Limbaugh.
Have you watched any of the caucusing on television?
No.
It is the weirdest bunch of bullshit you have ever seen in your life. The way that they do it. I mean, you're there for hours.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Well, you got to be committed, and basically...
You should be committed.
Considering the candidates they're backing, I agree with you, they should be committed.
But, I mean, the Republicans are caucusing, too.
All your thing is listening.
Siri, shut the fuck up. Nobody's talking to you, bitch. God, I hate being interrupted. Anyway. The other news, Rush Limbaugh's advanced lung cancer. I'm sad about that. I'm a proud 31-year listener. There has been no one like him ever, but everybody knows that. I'm going to stop there and just hope he can recover. Not much else to say about that one. The final arguments for the Senate on the sham impeachment were today. And I do have a statement for our listeners. And bear with me a second, guys.
All right.
I spent a whole 10 minutes writing this.
Oh, boy. I'll be back.
It doesn't take me 10 minutes to read it.
Okay.
Okay, y'all remember when, after Trump's election and again after the pussy hat rally the day after the inauguration, I, your lovable fuzzball host, encouraged the purchase of mental health stocks. Trump derangement syndrome was rather obvious even at that point. I even gave a few specific examples of stocks to buy. And while many are up in price, it's not up to my usual stock tip standards. You see, after seeing the Mueller saga, you know, Russia, Mueller, whatever the old fart's name is, and now the Ukrainian impeachment hoax, it's apparent that so many Trump derangement syndrome sufferers are denying themselves help. All you have to do is look at Pelosi, Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Jerry Humpty Dumpty Nadler, CNN, PMSNBC, and especially pencil neck Adam Schiff. These people need help. They are deranged. They're psychotic. And frankly, it's getting very annoying. But I apologize for my stock tip. That's all.
Didn't work.
You know. It wasn't like when I told you to buy Apple. If you bought Apple when I told you to buy Apple, you would have doubled your money already.
I didn't.
Dumbasses.
I bought before.
There you go.
There you go. The Super Bowl was yesterday, and actually it wasn't a Super Bowl for once. It was a pretty good game.
Yeah, they scored some points. They ran around the field. They made stupid plays. They made great plays.
Yeah.
I actually watched.
And Slim actually watched.
You watched?
Yeah, I don't watch
Was it
football.
Like a mistake?
No, my daughter
the
was
TV
excited.
Only gets one channel?
No, my daughter was excited all day to watch the Super Bowl. She kept talking about the Super Bowl all day. So it
Which
came
one?
On. Gracie. It came on, and she sat through half of the national anthem, and I never saw her again. So.
And so you watched the game.
And yes, Demi Lovato's obviously off the drugs. She sounded pretty good.
She did excellent. She was really good.
Who sang the national anthem?
Demi Lovato.
Yolanda Adams sang the other song before God Bless America.
God Bless America. Yeah, I didn't tune in time to see those.
Oh, that was
I guess.
I was.
I don't know.
That's the only reason I was actually going to tune in.
Now, how long was her song?
Oh, give me a second, and I'll find out for you.
Oh, yeah, there's always an over-under bet.
There's an over-under on singing the national anthem.
Yeah. I'm saying 205.
I'd say more like 232.
Come on, Slim. Counting on you.
I'm trying to pull it up. There's like... Hold on, it's just not loading fast enough.
Just go to Vegas.
1 minute and 55 seconds.
That was the line. Quick.
Oh, wait, no. Hold on. That was the line. She officially clocked in at 150.
Wow.
Ooh, I'd have bet over. You'd have bet over. We'd have both.
I'd have bet over, yeah.
Yeah. That's good. So she sounded good, and she was quick.
Quick.
And that's
people
not
were
bad.
Happy. There was one year... Where it was like
she
right
knows
on
her spray
edge.
Tan didn't match though. Her face was lighter than the rest of her. You know, you got to watch that, Demi.
You gotta learn from the Donald.
Yeah. Spray tan. He don't bother with that shit anymore. He don't have to. He's a president. But yeah, he used to do it all the time. You're right.
Oh, he's still kind of orange. He's not as orange, but he's orange still pretty man orange. Bad.
Orange man bad.
You got it.
And
OMB, I finally realized the other day, is also the Office of Management and Budget, which I thought was kind of funny.
What did you think it was?
No, Orange Man Bad.
You didn't think it was anything else?
Oh, no.
No, I just realized they were the same initials. It took me...
I'm sorry, when you say OMB, I automatically think of Office of Management and Budget. But I
think of Orange Man Bad.
I was a lobbyist for a number of years, and you know, that kind of crap gets stuck in your brain. You can't forget, even if you want to. I don't know. Kansas City won. Congratulations. Andy finally won a Super Bowl. That's good.
Did you know he's a Mormon?
Fat Andy's a Mormon?
Yes.
No, I did not know that.
Yes, I found that out today. He's a Mormon.
The Onion, unfortunately, put out a satirical piece already today that the headline
20 million
was,
people believed it.
Oh, that's just so sad that dumbasses. People fall
but,
for that.
But the headline read, the only one. The headline read, Andy Reid wins Super Bowl, says, I can finally have a heart attack in peace.
Jesus.
Yeah, they're funny, but sometimes they're a little rough.
That was a little over the edge.
That was a little rough. I got my thoughts on why KC won, but Slim and Jim CB both watched the game. So CB watched the game, yes. And the other guy texted me throughout. So not saying which is which.
Jesus
Christ. What a moron. Jesus Christ.
I'm getting old. Fuck you.
I can tell. Jesus, you have a birthday. You fall off the map.
I fell off the map. But I can still get more people to party than Bernie, so screw him.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I should. I should do the party.
Anyway.
Yeah, I thought that Mahomes was having this like a terrible game, and I thought Kansas City was going to blow it. And there's no way I wanted San Francisco to win. Being a Cowboys fan, you can't ever root for San Francisco. And the fact that it's Nancy Pelosi's area means, you know, 90% of America doesn't want to root for San Francisco.
You know what sucked, though, out of the whole Super Bowl? And I usually do watch the Super Bowl. And I've watched a lot of TV live events. When they announced both teams, that was just stupid. It was just boring. It was dumb. I don't know.
They're overdoing it. Well, the top 100 thing and stuff. They went through all that, and then they had the 100-year-old military guys, and it's like
the coin flip.
Why do you think? Yeah. Why do you think the first 10 minutes of a Super Bowl is always mistakes, errors, and boringness? It's because these poor guys have to stand on the field for 25 minutes before the game starts.
Yeah, that's true. They did. They came out of the locker room around, what, about 10 after 6.
And the game doesn't start till 6:40.
Right, yeah. It was about,
and actually, it was about 6:42. So,
was it? Okay. Yeah.
So it was a good 30 minutes that they're just...
Just for being the Super Bowl and being what it's supposed to be, it was just it just lacked in any...
I just wish Herr Goodell would realize it's about the frickin' game. You know, the guys who are playing the game, introducing them and having them come out in the coin flip should be all there is for them having to stand there. Do all that other crap first. Then let them come out. Just my two cents on that. But I think Kansas City won because Mahomes in the fourth quarter was Mahomes. Period. I mean, the poor kid was running for his life.
The game was fair and square.
Yeah, I didn't see any obvious... bad referee things. There was a quarterback hit to the face against Mahomes that wasn't called, and then there was one later on against Garoppolo that wasn't called. So at least they were consistent. They didn't call one, not the other. They should have called both, but you know, that's beside the point.
Yeah, this was a legitimately earned Super Bowl win. I mean, there was
21 points in less than 6 minutes, though, man. That's friggin'...
Yeah, that's a lot.
Talk about getting blitzkrieged when you think you're going to be celebrating.
Yeah,
because they thought they were.
When they had the ball, when KC had the ball with 6.5 minutes left, I think it was, I knew the game wasn't over.
Yeah, I was hoping for drama once they made it 20-17. I thought there was going to be a little drama.
Yeah,
it turned out the only drama was
three and out.
The only drama was how long is it going to take till they whoop San Francisco's ass?
Yeah,
the answer was 4 more minutes.
Yeah. That 4th and 15 play at the end, no chance of doing anything.
No.
Although I did think San Francisco ran the ball well. I think they played well enough to win, except for the last few minutes of the game.
I was listening to the NFL Network today, and the guys on there were talking. One guy rewatched the whole Super Bowl today because he knew somebody was going to bitch San Francisco didn't run the ball enough. And he said he found three plays where maybe they could have run the ball, where they passed, and that's it. You know? And everybody goes, oh, Garoppolo threw so much. He didn't throw that much in the other playoff games. Well, you guys didn't watch their whole friggin' season. He averaged 30 throws a game. You know, they just ran the ball all over their two playoff opponents.
Yeah, if you can run the ball, you run the ball until the other team stops you. And if they don't stop you, you don't pass just to pass. You just keep running the ball. Stop me.
Yeah, I think he threw 27 passes in the two games or something like that. Or maybe
it was something. Many. No, it wasn't many at all, but he didn't
have
to.
Drew Brees throws that many and a half most games. So, but I think the reason that Kansas City Chiefs won is karma. You come out, Frank Clark, who had a fantastic fourth quarter. I kept going, where the hell's Frank Clark? Where the hell's Frank Clark all game long? Fourth quarter, he showed the hell up, didn't he? Oh, man, he's awesome. He's number 55 for those people who were watching the game and didn't know who he was. But during a press conference about the upcoming Super Bowl, Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark wore a sweatshirt displaying a photograph of President Donald Trump and musician Kanye West. He said the meeting between Trump and Kanye was a very historical moment for the country. He said, never forget, man, you know all the moments when Donald met Kanye, that was historical. Trump and Kanye have been friends for many years, which most people didn't realize. And Frank Clark says good enough for him. He's a Trump guy. So he wore it. Drove him friggin' crazy in the media. Absolutely drove him crazy. But I say good on for you, Frank Clark, right?
Yeah, just who cares? He's just a guy. He supports a guy. Whoop-de-doo.
The other Carmen thing. Karma thing. Not Carmen. I don't know who Carmen is. Maybe
Carmen
she's
San Diego.
Oh, or maybe she's... Yeah. That's going to be their quarterback next year. Randy Reid, I will go to the White House for the Super Bowl party. It's quite an honor.
Yeah, so he put the kibosh on anything there right quick. Yep, I'm going.
He says, I mean, I'll be there. If they're inviting us, I'll be there. It's quite an honor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, TMZ, who's reporting this, put in, it's unclear how many members of Reed's team will make the visit with him. The championship visits have become polarizing, to say the least. Well, here's the other part of the karma. Richard Sherman, most vocal member of the San Francisco 49ers, and granted one hell of a cornerback, who, by the way, is now 1-2 in Super Bowls.
You're welcome.
Said no way he's going there. Yeah, Patriots.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah, now I don't have to worry about it. Put that out of your mind, Mr. Sherman. You don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to make that decision. And if they go or don't go, who the hell cares?
Yeah, and another point there, you know, the Golden State Warriors, Toronto Raptors haven't gone the last couple of years. The LSU Tigers football team, who just won the national championship, the whole team made the visit and they raved about it. They had a great time.
Castle Burgers?
I don't know what he gave him, but he brought them all into the Oval Office, for God's sakes. I
mean, Jesus. I'm surprised they all fit.
Yeah.
That's some big dudes.
It is. But karma's a bitch. San Francisco didn't like Trump. Kansas City did. Kansas City wins. Kind of like the way the election's going to go.
Well, we know one guy from Kansas City did. We don't know how many others do.
Now, commercials are always a big deal.
Yes.
At the Super Bowl. Pro-life commercials and pro-Second Amendment ads were scrapped by Fox, but there's many other made to cut.
It was a marijuana ad that got scrapped, too.
Yeah, and CV was especially enthralled by a few of them.
Yep.
So we have a link that we like to use for the that recaps Super Bowl commercials, so we can chit chat about them a little bit here. Huh? They say, well, I gotta scroll away to the top. I was at the bottom from pre-show here. Okay. The home runs, the best of the best commercials. The Loretta Google commercial is the first one they mentioned. You guys remember
that
one? Yeah,
which was okay. I mean, I get it.
That was pretty emotional. I like that. Yeah, I didn't get a tear, but I was close.
Well, I read all over Facebook people that had seen this commercial previous to Super Bowl. They'd cried, and then there was, you know, all the people that posted last night. Oh, it was so sad. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, poor old guy's trying to remember his dead wife.
No, I understand it, and you can use Google to do that and all that good stuff. It's just, you know, it was okay.
$5.6 million for a 30-second ad. That's insane. Yeah. That's just insane.
Well, Trump got a break on the one in the post.
Yeah, the
that was only like 4 million.
You have 100 million people watching it.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So that's... $0.05 a person.
There's a WeatherTech one that was tear-jerking, too, about the good dog.
That suffered from cancer. And I'm thinking to myself, when they started talking about it, that he had, like, cancer on his heart or something, and they operated and of course, saved the dog. And I'm thinking to myself, how much money did that cost?
Well, this is interesting with this story. This commercial, it's posted here, but I'd read an article about it before the Super Bowl even happened. This was a way for this guy to say thank you for a dog that suffered from cancer. His dog, Scout,
yep.
suffered from cancer.
And yeah, I could see the story.
He bought this Super Bowl spot for them. He donated the money to buy the Super Bowl spot for this vet. Or
he must
whatever
sell
it was.
A lot of...
I don't know. That was a story that I had read.
Oh, that's nice.
Like somewhere that. Else, and they also touched on it here a little bit, but they didn't go into the whole story. So,
well, I was reading about this commercial going to be in the Super Bowl during the week, but it was also in the context of, you know, why the hell aren't they showing the pro-life commercial or the Second Amendment commercial? It's
because it got banned.
Yeah, but and I don't care that they had drag queens in the Fritos commercial or whatever. So what? You know, that stuff doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that they discriminate against things like that. Although Trump's commercial at the beginning, I thought that was a home run, talking about the Prison Reform Act and that woman who went to jail and got sentenced to life for a nonviolent drug crime. She did 20 years or something, 22 years or something like that. I forget what the number was.
Yeah, but
it was all African Americans in the commercial, and talking about how great it was that Trump did this. And you know, the Democrats have talked about prison reform forever and ever and ever, but they never did anything about it. You know, that's one of the reasons Kamala Harris got bounced out of the Democratic primaries, because people started looking at her record as a prosecutor, and she was actually tougher on minorities.
But the Democrats here in New York State are pushing bail reform big time. We've got that new law here in New York State where unless you pretty much commit murder, you do not go to jail.
guys that $7 million worth of fentanyl got to walk on their own recognizance.
They're going to keep walking.
Yep, but you're never going to see them again. Bye bye.
Yeah, they're going to be like illegal aliens. Hey, would you please show up in 3 years for your hearing? Oh, see, I'll be there. No problem.
Yeah, but they can vote.
Yeah. It's crazy here. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. Our sheriffs are upset about it. All of our local politicians are upset about it. I mean, they're trekking across the country to pick up people on warrants and bring them back just to let them go because we can't put anybody in jail.
Groundhog Day came out 27 years ago, and Jeep decided that we're going to redo Groundhog Day to...
Well, it was on Groundhog Day. Come on.
Yeah.
It's a perfect way to do it.
We're going to do it for the, what's that Jeep called?
The Gladiator.
No. It wasn't the Gladiator. It was the Rubicon.
Rubicon. Yeah. And that one was mildly amusing. I got a kick out of the fact Bill Murray really seemed to enjoy doing that.
Yeah. Well, I saw that vehicle when I went to the New York Auto Show. They had one of those there. Those things are awesome looking.
Yeah, they are pretty cool. And this was by far my favorite commercial because this was one of the movies I grew up with. I watched it many a times. I liked this commercial. I like Jeeps. I like this commercial. It's the one I remember from last night the most. So.
Mm-hmm.
Spot on.
I like when he's driving down the road and the and a little groundhog's on his lap and the groundhog's driving. And then at the end of the commercial, they're walking through the woods and Bill Murray says to the groundhog, "Hey, I was following you."
This was probably the most spot on commercial of all of them that just actually was it worked. I mean,
it made the vehicle look good too because the vehicle, even though they were doing Bill Murray and the characters, you know, Phil Connors and Ned Ryerson from the old movie were in it. The Rubicon was front and center in all the key shots, and the vehicle did look pretty cool.
It was perfectly done.
Bill Murray had a blast.
This was a very well-executed campaign.
He didn't just phone that one in.
And the thing is in the movie, he was so miserable, and in this, you could see the joy. I mean,
because he's driving a Jeep. In the movie, he drove an old Chevy truck when he was driving around, and he was miserable, but he's driving this fancy Jeep Rubicon here, and this is awesome. I could do this every day because the clock would go off at 6 a.m. and he jumps out of bed and goes
around. Yeah, before he used to get pissed off. So, this was great. So,
and then the Microsoft commercial featured Katie Sowers, the offensive assistant for the 49ers. I thought it was great that they ran that in the fourth quarter right after they lost the lead. And their offense sputtered and went to hell. But, you know, hey. You know, it's fine. She's female. Sort of. Mostly.
Well, she's female.
Pretty much.
No, she just is. Okay. Just because she's gay doesn't mean she's not a woman.
I don't care if she's gay. It's the haircut that bothers me.
It was a good commercial. Whatever.
I'll bet she wouldn't have gone to the White House either.
This wasn't until the fourth quarter. I don't remember. I remember seeing it, but it wasn't until the fourth quarter.
I remember seeing it, too.
Well, they got a discount then. It wasn't $5.6 million for them, I'm sure.
All right. Did you guys see the Secret Kicker ad where it was Carly Lloyd?
Yep.
Don't remember. A female making a 50 long field goal to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, she can kick a football, too.
Oh, yeah. She kicked a 55-yarder during an Eagles practice last year.
Mm-hmm.
The slogan was "Let's kick inequality."
Okay.
The theme is kind of dumb, but that's all right.
I'd rather see commercials that are about a product. I don't really care about commercials that have a message.
See, there you go. I look at everything with a marketing eye. You know, is this an effective commercial? Do I remember what the product was? And there's a couple of them. And as a matter of fact, the next one. The Oil of Olay, make space for women. Okay, another woman-themed one where there are astronauts and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's for makeup, so it kind of makes sense.
It did have one real astronaut in it, Nicole Stott. I thought that it was... I think they tried a little too hard there, and I really wasn't quite aware of
the product.
Yeah,
but at the end of it, they hit the wrong button, and they got ejected into space, which was kind of a female thing to do.
Okay.
Which I thought was like, I was a little surprised they did that, but okay.
We had some bizarre ones too. The Rick and Morty Pringles ad.
Yeah, that was just weird.
Hey, I'm all for Rick and Morty's because I have one of the coins that I deal in on my coin thing is a Rick and Morty coin. So I'm all for Rick and Morty.
All right. Well, for those of you who are wondering which one we're talking about, that's the one Pringles. Where they made a new flavor out of the Pringles chips.
It was a dumb commercial.
And the kid turned into an automaton robot with Pringle guy eyes. It was goofy.
It really was.
Now, Procter & Gamble. There's another company that tried way too hard, but the Tide part of it was effective because they started out with that long Tide ad about the guy with the stain on his shirt and his wife saying, you know, it's the Super Bowl. Just leave the damn shirt on, okay? Well, you're not going away. We'll worry about it later.
Laundry later. Game now, laundry later.
And, you know, they showed him old, and he still had the stain on his shirt and everything else, and it was kind of cute. But then they kept reintroducing that guy in every other Procter & Gamble ad that they ran. They spent a goo-gob of money.
And the Bud Light, Bud Knight commercials, too.
Yeah, the
that
was
in that. Stupid.
It was in that one. Well, yeah, I know, but they own that. So
that frog one that they did.
They own a chunk of it.
Was the oh that wasn't a Bud Light. That was the old Bud Light frogs that were puppets. It was a Masked Singer commercial is what it was. Remember the frogs were their puppets? Mm-hmm. And the judges were behind it was the old Budweiser frogs. That was just a stupid commercial.
Yeah, well,
but again, I understand the point.
I got a kick out of them they kept sticking this guy in everything after that. And I'm not really sure what the synergy is with the Bud Light thing, because like I said, Procter & Gamble must have a piece of it or something, or I don't know why. Or Bud Light wanted to pay way less for their commercials and said, well, you can throw your guy in ours. So I don't know how they did that, but some Spanish company owns Budweiser now. It's not even an American company anymore. But all right. Anyway.
I was unimpressed with them all, for the most part.
The SNL skit thing before Alexa. That was another one that tried way too hard.
Too long.
Started out with Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. What did you do before Alexa? And there was one part of it that CB found especially amusing, though.
Yes.
which was?
The Nixon reference. Yeah, can you remember to erase that tape?
Yeah, what he called his secretary?
Well, it must have been Alexander or something like that.
Yeah, everything was a form of the word Alex.
Yes. And it definitely wasn't Rosemary Woods.
Remind me to erase those tapes, will you?
Yeah. And I was sitting there, and at that exact moment, I'm thinking to myself, how many people watching this game have any idea what that's a reference to?
Probably not many, because I don't.
Well, the old guy in the other commercial, which I didn't even recognize him, because they didn't have that many close-ups, was Sam Elliott in the Doritos commercial,
mm-hmm.
Where he was a dance-off between him and Lil Nas.
Yep.
And Lil Nas X, excuse me. And Sam Elliott, he had his mustache doing the dance moves at the beginning. That was funny. But the Lil Nas was doing his dance moves, and then Sam Elliott was trying to match them in cowboy dancing. But the punchline of it was pretty good, though. Lil Nas gets up on his horse, and the horse dances and prances around, and Sam Elliott looks over at his horse, and his horse just shakes his head no.
Gives him a tip of the cap and walks away.
There you go. You win. My horse said screw it. So that wasn't too bad.
Well, that was in to be honest, that was a smart play by anybody who did would any company that would have done that, because Old Town Road was one of the hottest songs social media wise. It was the TikTok song. It's basically what put TikTok where it is now with all the downloads was that song, Old Town Road. So
okay.
It definitely played well on the TikTok age group, which is really anybody that's, you know, 12 to 40 at this point. TikTok is really taken on. So
I guess that's not us, Zip.
No, you guys are definitely not TikTokers. But
we're not TikTok guys.
This played perfectly into the demographic of what they were trying to do.
Now, my favorite commercial was one of those ones where I didn't really care what the product was, and I really remember what the product was, but the commercial was awesome.
Yes.
So therefore, even though it was great entertainment, it wasn't effective as an ad, I didn't think. But that was the Hyundai ad, the Smart Park.
Smart Park.
Where the car parks itself without a driver in it, which was kind of cool.
Yeah. Park at Dorchester, down the harbor, Saugus.
It had three lead actors, Chris Evans, Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live, and John Krasinski. Krasinski, I know who he is. He's the guy who plays John Ryan in the Amazon series. Or is that a Netflix series?
Amazon.
Is that Amazon?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think so.
Slim watched it.
Yeah, it's Amazon.
I was resistant to watching it because I've read all the books, but that's okay. All three of them were there, and they were all bastin' people. So it added some authenticity to their exaggerated accents because they're all from there. They counted 15 times where they used the word "pock," and that sells it for the reviewer here.
Absolutely, and they're all standing there with their what should be Dunkin' Donuts coffee, but it wasn't a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, so they're just standing there with their coffee. It was also
well, they had their coffee.
Yeah, it was just coffee. Also New England. It was awesome. But
the word smot and the word pock, they're just great in Boston accents.
Smot pock.
My favorite part, though, was...
What accent? There's no accent in this commercial.
not to you. But my favorite part was where Big Poppy, the Red Sox legendary player, who just recently retired and then got shot. Thank God he's okay now. He stuck his head out the window and looked down at him about something about the noise. And Rachel Dratch looks up at him and like his nickname is Big Poppy. What's his real name?
David Ortiz.
Everybody calls him Big Poppy. And she looks at him and she says, "Please forgive me your bigness." Oh, that was funny. But if you don't know anything,
not only can the car park itself, it can unpack itself.
It can unpack. Did you guys see the Cheetos popcorn commercial?
No, I missed that.
I don't remember it.
We had MC Hammer in there.
Oh yeah. Okay, you're right. I remember it.
But the main character was getting out of various tasks because he had the orange Cheetos dust all over his fingers. But yeah, the reviewer here likes the same part I did. You know the trust fall thing where you lean back and you expect the person behind you to catch you,
yep.
and to demonstrate your trust in your fellow man. And this guy falls back and just goes right on his ass and head and everything. And the dude raises up his Cheeto colored fingers. I couldn't catch him because of this. So that wasn't too bad. The Jason Momoa Rocket Mortgage one was another one where the commercial was clever, it was cute, it's funny, it made me laugh, and I couldn't have told you without looking at my notes here what the hell the commercial was about. But Jason Momoa walks in, he's all done, he says, you know, he likes to get home and he can let his guard down, and he takes off his arm muscles, and he's got these little skinny twig arms. Then he rips off his chest, and he's got this narrow chest instead of all those ripped muscles. And then the piece de resistance of it, he sits down on the couch and goes, "Oh," and he takes off that gigantic head of hair that he has. So all that stuff was clever. And then he starts playing the slide guitar, which is really funny. But it was a fun commercial to watch. But you could ask me 30 seconds after I saw it, who was the advertiser? I couldn't have told you. It was Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah, it's only because it looked being home. Because you can buy a home with Rocket Mortgage.
They did get Lisa Bonet in the very end of it, though.
Lisa Bonet ain't no Basil.
Which makes it better for me. She ain't no Basil. The Shining remake one, that was Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Bryan Cranston doing the Jack Nicholson role from The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good. The best clip of that, though, is the thing that's pictured in the review, and that's where those two little twin creepy girls that kept appearing in the hallway. There's Bryan Cranston looking at himself in little girl wigs and the little blue dress.
Oh yeah,
I love Bryan Cranston, though. He's funny. The Heinz ketchup commercial was one of those ones where they had a bunch of different things. They put it all together, including space aliens and everything else. And they made a very good point about, you know, you have to have your Heinz ketchup. I thought that was an effective commercial. I knew who did it. But my favorite thing of all of them was the very beginning montage that the NFL put together and ran. And that was the next 100 years was their theme for it, because it was the 100th.
Take it to the house.
It was called Take It to the House. And they had this little kid with a Odell Beckham bleach stain down the middle of his head, making football moves. Run around
a long way.
Yes. And he went through a bunch of different cities and towns and everything else. And there was all kinds of NFL greats in the commercial, little snippets. Of course, our favorite part was Garoppolo carrying out the luggage for Joe Montana and Steve Young. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll give him a hint.
But there was a lot of things where they put, you know, pro football players in this thing and kind of made it flow. And then the best part of it was the live ending where this kid and about, I don't know, 20, 25 other kids ran out on the field to deliver the opening ball to the referee.
Yeah, that was effective.
I thought it was terrific.
Yeah, just seamlessly made it right in.
So they go from the video to live action in the stadium, and it was well shot, well produced, well done. Had funny moments in it, and then it was touching as hell at the end. So
mm-hmm.
you got to give the NFL credit for something. They did that right.
Oh, they got a hell of an advertising arm.
Oh, well, they have to.
Yeah.
The Walmart commercial was funny. Famous visitors.
Yes.
I thought the end was pretty good when C-3PO and R2-D2.
I know we're lost.
They were lost. They couldn't find their way to the Walmart to pick up their stuff. It was,
yeah, and the two people from Walmart are standing there going, now what?
Yeah. Although they put in all kinds of space alien movie things, including like the worst space movie I ever saw, where those two big sucker cup things came up to the glass and they're holding out their signs about here's your Walmart. Oh, but that movie was horrible.
She wanted if they wanted glass cleaner, and the big sucker things come up on the glass.
Yeah. I don't want to remember what the name of that movie was. Don't ever watch that movie.
Oh, I saw that movie. It was based on a short story. The short story was much better, because the short story explained what was going on. At the end of the movie, you really didn't have an idea what was going on. But no.
Just the redhead. The redhead could talk to him. What do you fucking do?
No, that's nothing. What the book? What the story was about?
No.
That was just a means to an end.
They had a Jimmy Fallon commercial. It was pretty dumb. Him and was John Cena.
Cena, yeah.
Yeah, the wrestler was in that with him. And they had Hulu had a thing where Tom Brady was supposed to be making a big announcement.
Yep.
He didn't.
Well, he did. He said, watch Hulu.
Yeah, watch Hulu. There's his big announcement.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, he got paid.
I don't know. I think they just tried a little too hard, but you know, they spent a lot of money putting these things together. Holy mm-hmm. crap. But you're going to spend $5.6 million on 60 seconds. And some of those commercials were definitely longer than 60 seconds. 30 seconds. And a lot of those commercials were a minute, minute and a half long. So they're paying some bucks. Although the Bloomberg one kind of pissed me off because he mentioned it was an anti-gun commercial for Mini Mike running for president. And he said 2,900 children are killed by handguns in America every year. That is not correct. It's only about, you know, it's not good. Two is too many. One is too many. But it's less than half of the number he used in his ad. So he lied.
That happens.
I guess.
So what else do we have besides the Super
Bowl? Trump ad, the second Trump ad was good, but it wasn't nearly as effective as the one with the lady getting out of prison. That one was touching as hell. And they cut Trump out of that commercial. That commercial actually had Trump in it and stuff and ran a little longer, and they cut it down. So, but you didn't see everything watching the Super Bowl. We're going to let you know you missed some things. For example, you missed Kelly Kay. Who is Kelly Kay?
No clue.
She's an Instagram woman.
Oh, no wonder I don't know.
She's an attractive blonde with, you know, she's not like the most attractive blonde I've ever seen, but she's attractive. And she has a great ass. And she flashed it to the entire stadium, but we didn't get to see it because she ran out in the field to try and streak. And the security just, I mean, she's like three steps on the field and security nailed her.
Surprised she made it that far.
But she did pull up her skirt and flash her tushy on the way out.
Yeah, I'm watching the video right now on her Instagram. She had one of her friends film it happen. It was all so she could put this on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Well, considering the halftime show, I think we should have been allowed to see it because
there was a
woman with a nice tushy. It was still firm. Wasn't all jiggly and cellulite-y and things like that.
She actually did thank and tagged the NFL for having her, so
I'm sure half the NFL has by now. Just saying. But she's got 276,000 followers on Instagram. I'm sure that number went up.
Well, you're following her.
Now, can you make money on Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Because I hope she makes enough to pay for the fine she's going to be given.
What do you think the fine will be for that?
Who knows, but it'll be a lot.
She's like in tears being carted out. She knew what she was doing.
If I was a 35-year-old good-looking lawyer, I'd probably do it for a pro bono. Just saying.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming she had to buy a ticket to get into the place, too.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
The cheapest ticket was $950.
She's been... Oh, it's just because of... Forget it.
She dropped a little coin. She dropped a little coin. What can you say? And, of course, Jay-Z and Bouncy pissed off all of America, which, fortunately, we didn't find out about until after the game.
Oh, no, I was reading about it on Facebook halfway through the game.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I just didn't share it. But, yeah, it was there right away.
People ratted him out. They sat there. And they sat there during the national anthem.
Oh.
And funny, this comes only a few months after Jay-Z publicly dissed Colin Blow Kaepernick when he got his new NFL gig. What's his title?
Special assistant to something or other.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay-Z actually works for the NFL.
Oh, yeah, he works for the NFL. Does. He was hired.
I did not know that. Wow.
He teamed up with the NFL to help raise awareness with police brutality and criminal justice system. Well, police brutality is rare, but it does happen, and when it does happen, it should be punished. But the criminal justice system, that's already been reformed by Trump, as he showed you in your ad. And maybe that's what pissed off Jay-Z and Bouncy, because they just sat on their collective rear ends in their luxury suite, sipping their expensive wines and eating their finger foods.
Did they really not think that that was not going to make it all over the news? I mean, or do you think they just don't care? Do you think?
Well, I don't know, but considering the two of them together are worth close to $1.5 billion. You think they might want to stand up for the country that gave them that opportunity? I mean, Jay-Z was a former coke dealer, you know, and I still don't know what his talent is, but he's got twice as much money as his wife, so he must have some somewhere, or somebody thinks he does.
He got a couple albums that did okay.
You know, I am no fan of Bouncy, but at least she can sing. You know, we'll give her that. But, you know, the whole thing about Colin Kaepernick was to bring attention to social justice. He didn't. So in that case, this is a success. This is the next thing, because that's two parts of protesting. You go outside, and it was like action, actionable items. What are we going to do with it? Everyone heard, and we hear what you're saying, and everybody knows I agree with what you're saying. So we're going to do it. So we should. Millions and millions of people all get stuck on is Colin not having a job. None of that really made sense, but in a way, he was dissing Colin Kaepernick for, you remember back when he had his tryout and stuff in the middle of the season, and then he screwed that all up. You know, Jay-Z came. Jay-Z was
Kunta Kinte shirt.
He was
what a dumbass.
I'm a slave. Yeah,
I'm gonna hire you.
His last contract was for $19 million a season. And Nike's paying him a shitload of money, so, you know, he's not exactly a slave. But he's nowhere in Jay-Z and Bouncy's zip code money-wise. And they just sat there. So that pissed off America, pissed off me. You gotta stand up for the anthem, bastards.
Well, now that the football players are back to standing, you know, it only makes sense that you... And if he's representing, you know, the NFL, I mean... I didn't even realize he was representing the NFL. But
yep, he's getting paid by them too.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but the of course we did have a halftime show, and it wasn't Prince. He's gone. It wasn't Bruno Mars. He was great, still is. It wasn't even Coldplay or Paul McCartney. It was a show to empower women, per J-Lo and Shakira, the headliners. That's what they said beforehand. So they empowered women. Not sure how simulating oral sex, showing your ass to the world, and rubbing your vajayjay in a slide across the stage is empowering to women. But that's what they said. I could have done without the in Spanish rapper dude.
It wasn't an awful halftime show. There's
and I'm a little weird that J-Lo came out with the Puerto Rican flag on her when she's got Puerto Rican heritage, but she was born in the United States.
So no, I mean, that's okay.
I read.
She's proud of her heritage. Good for her. I mean, Puerto Rico's part of the United States.
Yes, it is.
So what's the big deal?
Well, she's doing it. She had an American flag on the back of it.
Yeah,
she didn't really show that. But
you saw it when it was wrapped around her.
Yeah, you could see part of it.
Yeah, but you knew what it was.
She brought out the stripper pole and did the crotch grab, and you know.
Well, that was an homage to the movie she was in, Hustlers, that she's still pissed she didn't get an Oscar for.
It was just a little weird. I'm not sure. I don't really care for either of their musics. But Shakira is 43, and J-Lo is 50. And they're both attractive women.
When I was 43 or 50, I couldn't do any of that shit.
Why can't you just sing your songs and have some people dance around and shit? You
know, because they dance too.
They lip synced everything. There is no words sung whatsoever between the two.
I don't think that's uncommon, especially in an open air stadium.
I almost didn't recognize Shakira at first with the reddish hair, but that's all right.
I did read on Facebook that they did not charge for their performance at halftime, that it was
free. They don't get paid.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
The artists don't get paid.
Oh, okay. That I didn't.
As a matter of fact, the NFL is floating the idea of charging the artist to perform.
Oh, you know what? You're right. We did talk about this before on this show.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
Right. Yep.
The little girl who led as the vocalist in the children's chorus on the J-Lo song was her daughter, Emmy, which I didn't know until now. That was kind of cute. Mark Anthony was also there. Don't know why.
It wasn't awful. I know you guys aren't big fans of it, but it really wasn't awful.
It wasn't awful?
No, it wasn't awful. There's been far worse. There's been far better, but it
wasn't. Well, I just thought, you know, it was just a bit much for the halftime show where, you know, parents are sitting at home watching the game with their kids, you know. I mean, parents don't usually sit at home and watch soft porn with their children.
Yeah, but it's not anything that these kids aren't watching anyways on regular TV. I mean, it everything is like this now. I mean, it's insane what these kids watch. I mean, the videos that they watch, the TikToks.
I'm not incensed about it. I was just kind of bored. You know, I thought they pay these people a lot of money to do this show, and you're saying these two didn't get paid?
Well, CB said none of them get paid, so. And they're toying with the idea of charging, which I remember doing the story now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, they spent a lot of money on the production.
Oh, yeah, of course they did.
But anyway, it still makes halftime too damn long, and takes forever to get back to the friggin' football game. But and now we're done with Super Bowl. We got something completely different.
Really? Only 54 minutes.
Oh, son of a bitch! I was
show.
On mute. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Before we close that.
Yes.
When Lady Gaga did her halftime show for the Super Bowl, her album sales jumped something like 9,000%.
Wow.
And as weird as Lady Gaga is, I got to give her credit. Her music is fairly good, and she actually sang.
Oh yeah,
she didn't just dance. You know, when she was at the end of her set, her vocals were getting a little weaker and stuff because she was tired. You know, the two last night didn't sing a damn thing. So I'll give Lady Gaga credit over that.
But the exposure that they get in the album sales or music sales that they get out of it
afterwards
and stuff is. Yeah. Outrageous. So that's why they do it for free.
We have a question to ask the world.
Okay, you got four minutes, so ask away.
It's between the nightmare of Facebook listing your butthole as a place. It's the first thing that comes up on Google for this one young lady named Samantha Ray Anna Jesperson. Because somebody created a Facebook page called Samantha Ray Anna Jesperson's Butthole. And when you come up on Google, it's got a marker where you can find her butthole. It asks you if you recommend Samantha Ray Anna Jesperson's Butthole. She never expected to be asked for the Articles of Incorporation for her butthole, but she has been.
Can you incorporate a body part?
I don't know.
Okay.
But these are things that are going to come up over the years in a nightmarish search for a human being in the gears and cogs of the Facebook support apparatus. BuzzFeed News first reported 8 years ago, Samantha Ray Anna Jesperson was haunted by an unofficial location page marked Samantha Ray Anna Jesperson's Butthole with a location pin near her high school in her hometown. The entry was created when she was 15 by an unknown person. And as an unofficial page, it just says it was generated by user interest. But until this week, it still lurked at the top of her Google search results.
That would piss me off.
So she's 23, 24 now, and her Google search results are something prospective employers are going to do.
Yep.
When she goes in to apply for a job, and the first thing that pops up is a page about her butthole.
I would definitely look.
The company claimed the page did not violate its terms.
I love that part. That the fighting with Facebook that this is appropriate or not. You know, slapping them, you know, cops going in and arresting them for child pornography, maybe that would get them to do something about it.
Here's the problem with that. The normal person can't get there. There's people that can get that taken down very easily. Like, I have access to a portal that I can have that stuff removed fairly quickly. Very few people have that access. And that's the problem, is because so few people have that access, stuff like this lurks for years on the internet, and she can't get anybody to take it down.
Yeah, I would think
Facebook sent her the standard argument about it. Said, thank you for taking the time to report something you feel may violate our community standards. Reports like yours are an important part of making Facebook a safe and welcoming environment. We reviewed the place you reported for harassment and found it does not violate our community standards.
Which is obviously bullshit. Like I said, arrest somebody.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of making a page. I was going to make a page for DJ Slim's giant penis.
Oh, God.
Although, you know, the location to market, I'd have to, like, mark it between, like, Buffalo and Utica or something. You know, the whole area.
Please don't. I don't want to have to fight to take it down.
Yeah, you might have to get a real job again someday. I don't want that up there.
Yeah, please don't. Not on my Google.
Depends on the job.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe if I'm going for a porn star. Say hi to the kids.
Or a ruler.
Right,
say hi, Wesley. Another show not to listen to.
Yeah, please don't. Don't ever.
Hey, I waited 3 minutes before I said the F word.
I don't even think it was that long.
All right, 2.5.
The intro was 2 minutes.
Yeah, it is right. What it is.
Whatever. I tried. Okay. We'll be back next week with stupid criminals and other weird crap.
Yeah, we didn't have much tonight except for Super Bowl, but
It was a big weekend.
It was. So, all right, have a good night.
Yeah, we got to wait until all the way next week for more football.
Well, there's still football?
XFL starts.
You got it. XFL, right. Baby.
All right, baseball's right around the corner. Yeah. American Idol's around the corner, too. Yay. Good night.
Good night.